A ceasefire in the volatile Niger Delta is proving to be hard to achieve. The Niger Delta Avengers now claim to have mounted 5 separate attacks in the southern energy hub since Friday. Attacks in the Niger Delta pushed crude production to 30-year lows in recent weeks. The Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation, NNPC, has, however, announced that output is rising due to repairs. In a series of messages on its Twitter feed, the group said on Friday night it had attacked a pipeline connected to the Wari refinery operated by the NNPC. The militants have called for a greater share of Nigeria's oil wealth, which accounts for around 70% of national income, to be passed on to the region's communities and for authorities to clean up areas blighted by oil spills. Let's get you more now details on that story. And for that, I'm joined live from Lagos by Deji Badmus. Deji, the Avengers say they have carried out 5 separate attacks in the southern energy hub. How likely are those claims to be true, though? And is it that the militants could indeed have carried out 5 separate attacks since Friday?
It's difficult to doubt the militants. I mean, we've seen them carry out attacks of this nature in the past, so quite difficult to doubt them. And besides, the Nigerian government has not come out to issue any statement at all denying those attacks. Very possible to carry out the attacks because you just have to look at the way these attacks are carried out. It's not as if you have a huge group of militants go to an oil facility to carry out attacks. Basically, these guys use dynamite and you know, they could use local people around the area, plant the dynamite there and, you know, stay far away and detonate this dynamite. So very possible, difficult to doubt what they have said. I mean, in the past, we've seen them carry out attacks of this nature, and it turned out those attacks were true. And since we do not have a reaction from the government or from the NNPC, there's every likelihood that those attacks were actually carried out, Beatrice. And no question at all that this is a huge setback now. You know, on that ceasefire agreement the government reached with the militants some time ago.
On that ceasefire agreement, though, what more can you tell us, though? What can you tell us about that supposed ceasefire between the government and the Niger Delta militants?
Well, first is, you know, the ceasefire agreement was not just between the government and the Niger Delta Avengers alone. I mean, there are other militant groups in the region. So the ceasefire agreement was between the government and all these militant groups, including the Niger Delta Avengers, even though the Niger Delta Avengers came out to say they never had any agreement at all with the government. But, you know, the last time we saw any attack in the Niger Delta was in June the 16th. So between June the 16th, and just yesterday, there had been no attack at all, which means there was some kind of agreement. Now, we also understand that the man who has actually been, you know, talking with these militants is the Minister of State for Niger, for Petroleum, Ibe Kachukwu. We understand he was able to get through to the militants through a back channel, but there's no question at all that the attacks we're beginning to see now is a clear confirmation that there is a problem with that truce. And somehow there is a background to this. On Friday, the Department of State Services, that's the Nigerian Secret Police, announced that it arrested 2 persons now connected to Avengers. Of course, the group came out to deny. Now, that announcement was made by the DSS on Friday. And then Friday night, we saw Niger Delta Avengers carrying out attacks on oil facilities. Now, there is also a possibility that the Niger Delta Avengers are trying to send a message to the government that it should stick with, you know, the truce and try to begin negotiations with the militants so that, you know, their grievances can be addressed. But we've also seen the government of the secretary to the government of the Federation now. He came out on Saturday to say the government is willing to solve this through dialogue, that the government does not intend to use military force to solve the problem, and that it is willing to talk with all the militant groups, including the Niger Delta Avengers. But it says the problem the government has, that's according to the secretary to the government of the Federation now, is that the government is finding it difficult to identify leaders of the Niger Delta Avengers because nobody has actually come out to identify themselves now as representing that group so that the government could actually open discussions with them.
Right, Deji Badmus for us there in Lagos. Thank you.